Hello and greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
We are back once again, and we had a really, really busy day today.
Mm-hmm.
Productive day.
Oh, yeah. Very.
We hope you did as well. We hope you're doing well and striving for the kingdom. What did we do, Sister Amen? First thing this morning, we van camped out here with our young brother Kuo. What did we get up and do today?
We went and stood outside a... man-made religious place.
A Mennonite church.
Yeah.
They're called Mennonites. We call them Mennonites because they're named after a man, Menno Simons. Yeah, there was one that we wanted to stand out at. We had gone there 1 week, and there was nobody there for some reason. Now this time we showed up, and there was about 50 cars there, so there was lots of people there. And we stood out with our gospel signs peacefully outside on the street, waiting for them to finish their religious service and asking for the leaders to come out with their Bibles and talk truth. Did any of the leaders come out, Sister Amen?
Not that we know of.
Nope, none of them.
No.
And they all hid, and four men came out and wanted to talk truth, and I politely asked them, tell you what, did I enter, and they wanted to ask me questions. We want to ask you a question. We want to ask you a question. I said, did I interrupt your service? They said, nope. I said, don't interrupt my preaching. You wait. And I said, when I'm done preaching, I'll talk to you for as many hours as you want and answer all your questions. It took 10 minutes for the people to empty out and leave. They couldn't wait, did they?
No.
No. And it got a kind of confrontational, and they accused us of some things that aren't true, and I had to point out their sin. And you can see it all on the audio and videos when we put it up. And it really exposes them for who they are. What did we learn today? What do we already know, but what did we learn today, Sister Amen? Well, first, we went for God's glory. We went for redemption. We went to preach the truth. We went to warn our neighbors in love that unless they repent, they're going to perish. That was our goal. What did we learn today, Sister Amen?
Well, we didn't learn anything new because
nope.
There's nothing new under the sun, and it's pretty typical of what we've seen of dead man-made religion, but they all took off really fast.
Yeah, 10 minutes and every single car was gone.
Yeah, pretty much. What one thing we did learn was 100% of the people there didn't want anything to do with the truth.
Right, yeah. Yeah, what we learned is they don't love their neighbor or their enemies. If they think that we're their neighbor and their brother, they didn't love us. If they think we're their enemies, they didn't love us.
No.
And we kept our word. I said, you wait for me. When I'm done preaching, I'll talk to you. They all scrambled and left after I pointed out their sin, after they took some cheap shots at us.
Yeah.
And I said, we aren't liars. And I have a video of us standing in an empty parking lot. Every single car was gone. Every man that said he wanted to talk truth couldn't even wait. I think it was not even 10 minutes for everybody to leave. And they all left. And what were they going to do? It's Sunday. They don't have their mammon-making businesses open. I don't think they're going and watching TV. Maybe they do watch sports. I don't know. Where were they all going? I asked the men, where are you going that you can't stand and talk truth? They didn't give any answers.
Mm-mm. No, when you're talking about they left when you pointed out their sin, it made me think of John 8, the woman caught in adultery.
Yeah.
7 through 9. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And when again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
Yeah.
So they got their sin exposed, meaning, you know, he without sin can cast the first stone. These people here, standing in front of the truth, having their sin shown out to them,
yeah,
all took off.
Yeah, they took off. They took a cheap shot at our pre-conversion life, and then I asked them, tell you what, when you address your sin that's very apparent, we'll talk about that, and what was their sin that was very apparent, the one man doing it? His gluttony. And he actually admitted he was a glutton.
He did.
On video, I got it.
Yep.
And we pointed out their false gospel, their feminization, their pride and vanity, their pagan holidays, their lack of preaching the gospel to anyone around them. So we pointed out a whole bunch of error and sin. It's a rebuke, but you know what? When you get a rebuke, it's to the saving of your soul, so you'll correct it. But we see the Anabaptists, they're dead as a doorknob when it comes to spiritual things. And they laughed and they mocked and they all end up just leaving.
Yeah, we see a lot of laughter coming out of the Anabaptists when it comes to the things of God.
Foolishness.
If I recall that obese man that you spoke to earlier.
At his business.
Yep. He laughed a lot, too.
I met him 2 weeks earlier at his business, and he was laughing then about the truth of God. He laughed today about the truth of God.
Yeah,
so you'll see it all on the video. Anchor, Mennonite Church, Mennonite Church Exposed. Well, tomorrow we're going to get all of that put up. And you will see it there. So, yeah, it was a good morning. Young brother Kuo got to see firsthand how dead these people are. He was pretty amazed at that. And how they couldn't even wait. They're so fleshly. They couldn't even wait 10 minutes to talk about truth. They had to stop, force me to stop preaching, try to get me to stop preaching. I didn't, because I wanted to preach to the people coming out. And then they all had to flee. So when you don't have the truth of God, all you can do is flee.
Yeah. And I'll say it again. I know we've said it before about the Mennonites, the Anabaptists. You know, when people are like, why don't you just leave them alone? They're so peaceful. Well, they're very dangerous.
Yep.
They're deceivers.
Deceivers.
They're the group. They're the types of people that when people are in the worldly religious system and you start reading the Bible, you can easily run from those because they are nowhere near the truth whatsoever. And then you come out and you're looking around at other groups and you go, well,
they're a little different.
Closer. Yeah, they look a little different than the world. So you think, well, maybe they got the truth. And then you could be blinded by fellowship idolatry.
Oh, yeah.
Overlooking their sins are just like everybody else's, only they're whitewashed on the outside a little more.
And why did we stand out? They sent out all their youth, like little kids from 5 years old up to 9, 10, some teenagers. And I'm out there preaching the gospel to all of these children. And why are we against them? Because they're deceiving these little children.
Oh, I know.
Teaching them Anabaptist ways. Our big question today, I guess we'll leave it here.
Yep.
Our big question today was what, Sister Amon, that we asked that nobody would answer.
Jesus was not Anabaptist. Why are you?
They can't give an answer to that.
Yeah, that was my sign. Nobody could answer that.
They hold to the false man-made traditions that Jesus says will cause them to worship God in vain. So you'll check out that testing when it comes up, and you can see how wicked and corrupt they are, using people's pre-conversion past against them, yet they stand there in their feminization, their false gospel, their pagan holidays, their man-made traditions, and their gluttony.
Yep.
And they laugh about it.
Yep.
Yeah, they're wicked people. So we did that this morning, and then we had to go work on a couple things on our van and get some things sorted out.
And what did I do while you were working on it? I was sewing, sisters. And guess what? It wasn't hand sewing. It was with one of my sewing
machines. We went and got Sister Arm's sewing machine, and she sewed while I was organizing.
I gotta paint the picture for him real quick, because my sisters will appreciate this. When you sew, well, for anybody who doesn't know, when you sew, it's nice to have a big table around so it can all lay on top of it.
And you sit down.
Yeah, and you sit down, and you don't have to balance nothing. Well, I was able to. I was so glad to be able to do this. I put the sewing machine on my little counter here in the van, and the cord just barely reached the foot pedal to the floor, and it was hanging right on the edge, the sewing machine was. So I had to, like, lean up against the counter to hold up the fabric to keep from sliding off while I was trying to sew it. So with all four of my hands...
You did a good job. You did a good job.
I was doing it, but you know what? It was tricky, but I was so thankful to be able to do that. And I still have more to do, but we kind of ran out of time because it was getting dark and it started raining.
We will head back before we head down south for the winter, and you can finish up on that.
Yeah, I have a lot to do yet.
Yep, and I got a lot done on the van, some organizing, putting some things away, adding some things to it. Sister Amma did a bunch of sewing. And while we were doing that, our young brother Kuo went down to another town where we met him later, and he flew gospel signs. And he met and witnessed to three other people there.
Yeah, pretty
so he's good. Been working his street ministry, and that was a blessing. And I met him at the McDonald's down there, and him and I talked. And then after that, he came and he's car camping with us at a truck stop that we like to stay at.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gathered with the brethren and had a talk online, and we covered some things. I guess I'll just go over what we covered real quick. One brother finished 1 Corinthians 3 verse-by-verse study, and then another brother did a study on digging deep, and this brother brought it from Luke 6:48. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid a foundation on a rock, And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house, could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. So he did a study, the brother did, on digging deep. So that was really a blessing. And so was the 1 Corinthians 3 mm-hmm. study. And then we did something interesting. As brothers, we kind of did a round robin, and we went around some of our favorite verses, explaining why they're important to us and meaningful. And so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we got to do that. And those are up in the Ecclesia gathering area. You can check them out. And then we heard from a brother today. He witnessed to Santa Claus, Satan Nick. We call him Satan Nick. And Santa told him he was a Christian. And when he gave the biblical gospel to Santa, Santa told him, "You need to go away from me now." First he was ho, ho, ho. Then he was, "Go away from me now." Yeah, the truth always sends the wicked workers away.
Yeah, they don't want any part of it, do yeah. they?
And it reminds us that wicked holiday time's coming up. Christmas. Oh, Santa was saying, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas." And our brother reminded him, "Oh, that means Merry Christ's death. That is wickedness." And the guy didn't like it. He said, "You need to go away from me." So, yeah.
There'll be a lot more of that going on.
Oh, yeah. We'll be probably doing some events, standing outside some Christmas places, whatever. Like we did Saturday at a Christbaum Lutheran Fest. We have to get that preach up.
We got that
yep.
one.
Yeah. And then a brother mentioned, I just thought I'd mention this. He mentioned a big, big thing. He overcame something in his flesh. He's traveling, had issues with his van, was disappointed, got in his flesh a little bit, but then he said he quickly overcame it, put it down. And he said God gave him great victory, and he was rejoicing because he feel like he passed a test. And that God was like, "Oh, really, you're going to serve me? Will you serve me now in this?" And he got a little bit in his flesh, but he overcame it, and he witnessed to the people, and he did what he was supposed to do, and that was like a great victory to him.
Yeah, we've all had them, haven't we? And it's really nice to be able to share that, because that encourages the next person that's coming up, because there's always something coming up for somebody.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Yeah.
And then, go ahead.
You're talking about flesh killing a sister. Our sister that's in the van, too, she was saying that van life is a really good way to kill your flesh. Oh, we know that.
Oh, yeah.
I told her, I said, "I'll help you kill it."
Yeah.
We'll both help kill hers and whatever all kinds I have left of mine.
All kinds of sounds and strange people and weird places and situations. You got to overcome all of that.
It's a different world.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And that young couple that's coming down from Canada to travel with us all winter, they're about halfway on their journey across the United States to come to central Missouri, going to meet all of us. And then at some point in time, Lord willing, we'll all be, or us and the other couple will be headed south together all winter, preaching the gospel. So we're excited about that. And they're really excited. They seem to be taking the van life really well. They like it.
Already got gospel cards going out along the way.
They're workers.
Yeah, there's going to be more mouths out there down here preaching the truth. Yep,
they're workers.
So, yeah,
they're workers, definitely. Yeah. So, anything else, Sister Amon, from today?
I don't know. I think we pretty much covered it.
Yeah, our preach. And
remember? Yeah. I got something I've been wanting to get to.
What's that?
My thermal cooker.
Oh, yeah, talk about that. You found it.
I don't even know how many quarts is in it, but we stopped at the locker, and that's where my sewing machines were, and so I found a few things.
Yeah, we have a small storage locker.
Yeah, I found a few things that I wanted, and one of them was a thermal cooker. I've posted on that before. I'll have to see if I have it on Don't Perish or my old sister's blog, but it'll be really nice for when there's more people. I'll be able to.
What are you making that? Rice, pasta,
keep it warm.
Soup, all kinds of stuff. What are you making that? Rice, pasta, soup, all kinds of stuff.
Well, basically, just put it in there to keep it warm is what I was trying to say. Yeah. I mean, you can cook in it, but you really got to plan ahead.
Oh, yeah.
But it is really good for just keeping things warm, because you can only cook so much in the van life. If you got little tiny cookers and you can only do so much power on the generator, you got to cook in stages and things can get cold.
Yeah.
So that'd be a perfect asset.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
So I was like really excited about that.
Good job. Good job. Tomorrow is supposed to be a rainy day, so we're just gonna hunker down somewhere and work online, because we got a whole bunch of stuff to get done,
right?
And that will be our job tomorrow. The brothers are meeting up, they're going food shopping and doing some other things, so we're gonna be working online, getting a lot of things done. You got scripture for us today, Sister Amon?
I do. John 6:32-33. Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
I like that. The manna.
Yeah, yeah, he's our bread of life.
The manna from heaven, yeah, the eternal bread. That's awesome. I guess I'll close this out with Revelation 5, 2 through 5. We're getting ready to work through the book of Revelation verse by verse. I thought I'd read this. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open, to read the book, neither look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loosen the seven seals thereof. So I love that.
Yeah.
Christ is the answer. The whole book of Revelation is all about him. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not about Satan, the Antichrist, the mark of the beast. It really is all about Christ and mm-hmm. him winning the final victory.
Yeah.
So that's I guess that's a good way to leave this.
It is.
Edification audio right here. So yeah, we're going to leave right there. Hope that blessed you. Strive for the kingdom. And I hope your eyes are set on the one who controls the book of life and is the only way by which you can enter the book of life, by the gospel, his shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, repentance to him, the new life that gets you into the book of life, and following him in holiness and obedience, enduring to the end, waiting for your death or his coming. That's what you need to be focused on if you're claiming to be a child of God.
Right. Just hearing the gospel being spoken like that makes me want to get out and get going.
Amen. Yeah, we will be. We will be every day. We look
every day
to
we
that.
Do. Yeah.
And pretty soon we'll be headed south to a lot more
yep.
opportunities and events down there. So we're looking forward to that. So that's what we have for you today. We love you all. Care for your souls. Hey, let us know how we can help you in the faith. We're always here. We're doing full-time ministry.
Yep.
We have brothers and sisters ready to edify you. Hey, I love this. A brother met a lady in the street today that said she just became a Christian, and I love this. He said, I've got godly sisters that would love to edify you.
Amen, right.
I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah, that is true. That is a wonderful thing.
All right, till next time.
We love you.
Go forth and seek the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And may God be praised.